All right, let's dive right in.
Sounds good.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into breathe free, managing and preventing lung diseases.
Yeah, this is a great resource for anyone who wants to understand and improve their lung health.
You know, one of the things that really stood out to me when I was reading through this source,
What's that?
it's not just about avoiding disease, it's about optimizing your lung function
Oh,
so
absolutely.
you can have more energy, better sleep, and just feel more vibrant overall.
That's exactly right. Our lungs are the powerhouses behind everything we do.
Yeah.
They deliver oxygen to our blood, fueling every single cell in our bodies. So when our lungs are working efficiently,
Makes sense.
we simply feel better.
But you know, the source also dives into all these things that can sabotage our lung health.
Right. Like what?
Pollution, smoking, allergies,
Yeah,
infections.
the whole shebang.
It's kind of scary when you think about it.
It is. It's important to be aware of those risk
Like
factors.
how vulnerable these essential organs actually are.
But knowledge is power, and understanding these potential threats is the first step towards protecting ourselves.
Absolutely. So let's talk about some of the most common lung conditions our listeners should be aware of.
Okay, sounds good.
The source calls them the rogues gallery of respiratory conditions,
I like
which I
that.
love.
Yeah, it's a fitting name.
So let's start with asthma.
Okay, so asthma is a condition that affects millions of people worldwide.
And I always thought asthma was just about shortness of breath. But the source explains that it's actually an inflammatory condition of the airways.
It is. It's like your airways are having an allergic reaction, which makes breathing difficult.
Ah, so it's not just about avoiding those triggers.
Right.
It's also about understanding how your body reacts and having a plan to manage those symptoms.
Exactly. Now let's talk about COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Okay.
Unlike asthma, which is characterized by intermittent episodes of difficulty breathing, COPD is a progressive condition that makes it increasingly harder to breathe over time.
And the source really emphasizes the role of smoking in the development of COPD.
Yeah, it's
It's
true.
like the number one villain in this story.
Sadly, smoking is responsible for the vast majority of COPD cases.
Wow.
But long-term exposure to other lung irritants like air pollution or certain chemicals can also contribute.
And what's fascinating is that COPD is actually an umbrella term
It
that
is.
includes conditions like chronic bronchitis and emphysema.
Right, and it's important to understand how these conditions differ. Chronic bronchitis involves inflammation and mucus buildup in the bronchial tubes,
Okay.
those airways that carry air to and from your lungs, while emphysema affects the tiny air sacs in the lungs called alveoli, damaging them and making it difficult for the lungs to properly inflate and deflate.
So it's like these two conditions attack different parts of the respiratory system,
Yeah.
but both contribute to the overall difficulty breathing that characterizes COPD.
Precisely. Now let's move on to another condition that often gets overlooked, pulmonary fibrosis. This one involves scarring of the lung tissue, making the lungs stiff and inflexible, which restricts breathing.
And the source mentions that unlike COPD, pulmonary fibrosis isn't primarily caused by smoking, right?
That's right. The causes of pulmonary fibrosis are more varied and often less clear-cut.
Oh, wow.
It can be triggered by environmental exposures, certain medications, or even autoimmune disorders.
So it's a bit of a mystery in some cases,
Yeah.
which makes it even more important to be aware of the symptoms and seek medical attention if you notice any changes in your breathing.
Absolutely. Early detection is key with any lung condition.
Okay.
And speaking of often missed conditions, let's talk about sleep apnea.
This one surprised me. I always thought sleep apnea was more of a sleep disorder than a lung issue.
It's definitely classified as a sleep disorder. But it has profound implications for your respiratory health. Sleep apnea is characterized by repeated pauses in breathing during sleep. These pauses can last from a few seconds to minutes and can occur dozens or even hundreds of times a night.
That sounds terrifying.
It can be.
Imagine your body struggling for air while you're sleeping. No wonder it leads to fatigue and other health problems.
Exactly. Each time your breathing stops, your brain briefly wakes you up to restart your breathing. These awakenings are often so brief that you don't remember them, but they disrupt your sleep cycle and prevent you from reaching those deep restorative stages of sleep.
And the source mentions that sleep apnea is linked to an increased risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke,
Yeah,
and even diabetes.
that's right. It's a serious condition that should never be ignored, and while it might not be a direct lung disease, it puts a significant stress on your respiratory system, making it even more crucial to address.
So we've covered a few of the major lung conditions.
Wait.
But the source doesn't just focus on the scary stuff. It also offers 10 actionable steps to improve your lung health. starting with the most obvious one, avoiding smoking and secondhand smoke.
Yeah, that's the single most impactful thing you can do for your lungs. Cigarette smoke is a cocktail of over 7,000 chemicals, many of which are directly toxic to your lungs.
And it's not just about quitting smoking yourself.
Right.
It's about minimizing exposure to secondhand smoke as well. Even brief exposure can have detrimental effects on your respiratory system.
The source provides some great tips for quitting smoking.
Okay.
Like seeking support from healthcare providers, joining cessation programs, and utilizing nicotine replacement therapy. There are also numerous apps and online resources that can help you through the process.
So it's about finding what works for you and committing to that journey towards a smoke-free life.
Now, step number two is all about minimizing exposure to air pollutants, which is becoming increasingly challenging in our modern world.
Yeah, it's like we're constantly bombarded with news about air quality alerts and pollution levels. It can feel overwhelming.
It's definitely a concern.
Yeah.
But there are practical steps you can take to protect yourself. The source suggests staying indoors on days with high pollution levels, investing in an air purifier for your home, and avoiding strenuous outdoor activities when the air quality is poor.
And don't forget about those handy face masks.
Yeah.
They're not just for pandemics anymore.
That's right.
Wearing a mask in heavily polluted areas can significantly reduce your exposure to those harmful particles.
It's about being mindful of the air you breathe and taking proactive steps to minimize those risks. Now, let's move on to step number three, maintaining a healthy weight.
Okay, this one might seem a bit surprising.
Yeah.
But the source explains that excess weight can actually strain your respiratory system.
Imagine carrying around extra weight all the time. It puts a burden on your heart, your muscles, and yes, your lungs as well.
So maintaining a healthy weight isn't just about aesthetics or fitting into those skinny jeans.
Right.
It's about giving your lungs the best chance to function optimally.
Exactly. And speaking of giving your lungs a boost, let's talk about step number four, engaging in regular exercise.
I know this might sound counterintuitive, especially if you're already struggling to breathe.
Sure.
But the source makes a strong case for the benefits of exercise for lung health.
It's all about strengthening those respiratory muscles, and improving your lung capacity exercise helps your lungs work more efficiently and increases the amount of oxygen your body can utilize.
So even if you start small, maybe just a brisk walk around the block, those steps can add up to big improvements in your lung health.
Absolutely. And remember, it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor before starting any new exercise routine, especially if you have a pre-existing lung condition.
Always good advice. Safety first.
Now, step number five is one of my favorites, practicing breathing exercises.
Oh, me too.
These are simple yet powerful techniques that can help you improve your lung capacity, manage stress, and feel more in control of your breath.
It's like having a secret weapon you can use anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
To optimize your breathing.
There are various techniques like diaphragmatic breathing, which involves engaging your diaphragm to take deeper breaths, and pursed lip breathing, which helps control your breathing rate and improve airflow.
I've actually been trying out some of these breathing exercises.
Oh, cool.
And I have to say, they really make a difference. I feel calmer, more centered.
That's great.
And my lungs feel like they're getting a good workout.
That's fantastic to hear. It's about incorporating these practices into your daily routine, whether it's a few minutes of deep breathing in the morning or using pursed lip breathing during stressful situations. Small changes can lead to big results.
Speaking of small changes, step number six focuses on managing allergies and asthma triggers. This is all about being a detective in your own life, right?
Absolutely. The source recommends keeping a diary to track your symptoms and pinpoint those pesky triggers. Once you know what sets off your allergies or asthma, you can take steps to avoid them.
Simple things like using hypoallergenic bedding, keeping windows closed during high pollen seasons, and using air purifiers can make a world of difference.
And don't underestimate the power of regular cleaning to keep dust mites and other allergens at bay. Now on to step number seven, which is all about staying hydrated.
I know this might sound like a no-brainer, but the source really emphasizes the importance of hydration for optimal lung function.
Staying hydrated helps to thin the mucus in your airways, making it easier for your lungs to clear out debris and function properly. It's especially important for people with lung conditions like COPD or cystic fibrosis, where mucus buildup can be a significant problem.
So how much water should we be aiming for?
The general recommendation is 8 glasses of water per day, but your individual needs may vary depending on your activity level, climate, and overall health. Listen to your body and make sure you're staying adequately hydrated.
All right. Moving on to step number eight, getting vaccinated.
Vaccinations are a crucial part of protecting your lung health, especially as we head into flu season. Getting your flu shot annually can significantly reduce your risk of developing complications from the flu, which can be particularly dangerous for people with underlying lung conditions.
And it's not just about the flu. The source also mentions the importance of staying up to date on other vaccinations, like the pneumonia vaccine, which can help protect you from potentially life-threatening lung infections.
Exactly. Talk to your doctor about your vaccination schedule and make sure you're getting the protection you need.
And let's talk about step number 9, following medication and treatment plans. This one might seem obvious,
Sure.
but the source highlights the importance of adherence to medication regimens, especially for chronic lung conditions like asthma and COPD.
It's true for many people with lung diseases, medications are essential for managing symptoms, preventing exacerbations, and maintaining a good quality of life. But these medications only work if you take them as prescribed.
Yeah, it's like having a toolbox full of powerful tools,
Yeah.
but if you don't use them correctly, they're not going to help you build anything.
Exactly. And speaking of essential tools, let's wrap up this section with step number 10, regular checkups and lung function tests.
This one is all about being proactive with your lung health, even if you're feeling fine. Those regular checkups can help detect potential issues early on when they're often easier to treat.
Lung function tests like spirometry can measure how much air you can inhale and exhale and how quickly you can do it. These tests can provide valuable insights into your lung capacity and overall respiratory health.
It's like getting your car serviced regularly. Even if it seems to be running smoothly, those routine checkups can help prevent major breakdowns down the road.
That's a great analogy.
And speaking of the road ahead, in part 2, we'll be diving into the future of breathing easy, exploring the latest advancements in respiratory care. Get ready for some truly inspiring breakthroughs.
I'm excited to talk about
Me
that.
too.
There's so much happening in this field.
I know, it's incredible.
It really is.
Welcome back to our deep dive into all things lung health.
Yeah, we're ready to explore some really exciting advancements.
In part 1, we covered those 10 steps to breathe easier.
Right, setting that foundation.
But now get ready to have your mind blown because we're diving into the future of respiratory care.
It's a really exciting time to be talking about lung health. We're seeing incredible advancements that are changing the game for people with respiratory conditions.
Okay, so hit me with the futuristic stuff.
Okay.
What are some of the most groundbreaking developments?
Well, let's start with biologics.
Okay.
These are a new class of medications that are revolutionizing the way we treat conditions like severe asthma and COPD.
I remember reading about biologics in the source. It mentioned that they work differently than traditional medications. Can you explain how?
Sure. So traditional medications for asthma and COPD often focus on relieving symptoms, like opening up the airways or reducing inflammation in a broad sense.
Okay.
Biologics, on the other hand, are much more targeted. They work by blocking specific pathways in the immune system that are involved in the disease process.
So it's like they're precision-guided missiles,
Exactly.
targeting the root cause of the inflammation,
Yes.
rather than just trying to put out the fire.
That's a great analogy. And this targeted approach means that biologics can be incredibly effective for people who haven't found relief with traditional therapies.
The source mentioned that biologics are usually given as injections or infusions.
Yeah, that's typically how they're administered. But there are also some newer biologics that can be inhaled, which is a big plus for convenience.
Okay, so biologics are changing the game for people with severe asthma and COPD. What other exciting advancements should we be paying attention to?
Yeah. Remember those smart inhalers we talked about earlier? They're not just a concept anymore. They're a reality.
I'm so fascinated by those.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
The idea that your inhaler can connect to your phone and provide you with personalized data
It's incredible.
is amazing.
Smart inhalers can track your medication, monitor your symptoms, and even send reminders to take your medication.
So it's like having a personal lung health coach right in your pocket.
Exactly. And this type of technology can be a game changer for people who struggle with remembering to take their medication or using their inhaler correctly.
I can see how that would be incredibly helpful, especially for people with busy lives
Yeah.
or, those who might be managing multiple medications.
Absolutely. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about pulmonary rehabilitation.
What?
This is another area where we're seeing significant advancements.
The source describes pulmonary rehabilitation as a comprehensive program that combines exercise, education, and support to help people with chronic lung conditions breathe easier and live better.
It's a holistic approach to managing lung disease. It's not just about treating the physical symptoms. It's about empowering individuals to take control of their health and improve their overall well-being.
So what does a typical pulmonary rehabilitation program look like?
Well, it usually involves a combination of supervised exercise sessions, breathing techniques, nutritional counseling, and education about lung disease and how to manage it effectively.
It sounds like a multifaceted approach that addresses both the physical and psychological aspects of living with a chronic lung condition.
Exactly, and the benefits can be profound. Studies have shown that pulmonary rehabilitation can improve lung function, reduce shortness of breath, increase exercise tolerance, and enhance overall quality of life.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's inspiring to know that there are programs like this that can help people reclaim their breath and live fuller lives.
Absolutely. And we're also seeing a rise in the use of telemedicine for respiratory care, which is making these types of programs more accessible to people in remote areas or those with limited mobility.
Telemedicine is really changing the healthcare landscape.
It is.
The idea that you can consult with a specialist or even participate in a rehabilitation program from the comfort of your own home.
It's amazing.
It's incredible.
It really is breaking down barriers to healthcare access, and the technology is only getting better. We're seeing more and more sophisticated remote monitoring devices that can track lung function and other vital signs, allowing healthcare providers to stay connected with their patients and intervene early if needed.
This is all so encouraging. It feels like we're on the cusp of a new era in respiratory care, where technology and innovation are empowering people to take control of their lung health and live longer, healthier lives.
I agree. And while these advancements are truly groundbreaking, it's important to remember that the fundamentals of good lung health remain essential.
Right.
It's about integrating these lifestyle choices with the latest medical advancements to create a comprehensive approach to lung health.
You're right. Those 10 actionable steps we discussed earlier, avoiding smoking, minimizing exposure to pollutants, maintaining a healthy weight, exercising regularly.
Yeah.
Those are still the cornerstones of a healthy respiratory system.
Absolutely. Speaking of medical advancements, The Source also touched on some emerging therapies and clinical trials that are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in respiratory care.
Oh, really? Like what?
This is where things get really futuristic. We're talking about therapies like gene editing, stem cell therapy, and even lung tissue engineering.
Okay, now we're talking science fiction.
It is.
The idea that we might be able to repair or even regenerate damaged lung tissue is mind-blowing.
I know it is. And while these therapies are still in the early stages of development, they hold immense promise for the future of lung health.
It's so exciting to think about the possibilities. It feels like we're on the verge of some truly revolutionary breakthroughs.
We are, and it's important to stay informed about these advancements and advocate for your own health. Talk to your doctor about new therapies that might be available and consider participating in clinical trials to help advance research in this field.
Knowledge is power, as they say. And with so much progress being made in respiratory care, it's an empowering time to be focusing on our lung health.
Absolutely. And remember, even small changes can make a big difference, whether it's incorporating a few deep breathing exercises into your daily routine or making a commitment to quit smoking. Every step you take towards better lung health is a step towards a healthier, more vibrant life.
I love that it's about taking ownership of our breath and recognizing the profound impact it has on our overall well-being. And speaking of well-being, in our final segment, we'll be exploring some of the unexpected connections between lung health and other aspects of our lives, like mental clarity, emotional resilience, and even spiritual well-being. Welcome back to our deep dive.
We're in the home stretch now.
We've covered so much about lung health.
From those everyday things we can do to the really futuristic stuff.
But, you know, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that really caught my eye in the source material.
Oh, what's that?
It's the connection between lung health and our overall well-being.
Yeah.
It's not just about breathing. It's about so much more.
Yeah. It's fascinating how our lungs are linked to our mental, emotional, even spiritual well-being.
It's like we often forget how important our breath is.
Right. It's easy to take it for granted.
But The Source really emphasizes how our breath is this constant rhythm.
It's always there.
That connects us to the present moment.
And it influences how we experience the world around us.
It's like our breath is a bridge between our physical body and our inner world.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
And when we learn to harness the power of our breath, we can tap into some incredible potential.
Absolutely, for healing, growth, transformation.
And The Source specifically mentions the practice of mindfulness.
Mindfulness, that's a powerful tool.
And how it can help us tune into our breath and cultivate a deeper sense of awareness.
It's all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment.
Right, and what better way to anchor ourselves in the present than by focusing on our breath.
It's like our breath is this built-in mindfulness tool
that we always have access to.
Exactly. And when we practice mindfulness of breath, we start to notice subtle changes in our breathing patterns, which can give us valuable insights into our emotional state.
Yeah, like if we're feeling anxious or stressed, our breath might become shallow and rapid.
Right, but if we're feeling calm and relaxed, our breath might be slower and deeper.
So by becoming more aware of these patterns,
we
can actually start to consciously regulate our breath.
It's powerful stuff.
Which can have a huge impact on how we're feeling.
It's like we can hack into our nervous system.
I love that.
And shift from a state of stress to a state of calm.
Just by changing our breath.
Yeah, exactly.
The source also talks about the connection between breath and mental clarity.
Oh, absolutely.
This is something I've definitely noticed in my own life.
Like what?
When I'm feeling mentally foggy or overwhelmed, taking a few deep breaths can really help me clear my head and refocus.
Yeah, deep breathing increases the flow of oxygen to the brain, which can enhance cognitive function, improve concentration, even boost creativity.
It's like hitting the reset button for your brain.
I like that.
So we've talked about the mental and emotional benefits.
Right.
But the source also touches on the spiritual dimension of breath.
That's a whole other level.
I know, right? In many spiritual traditions, the breath is seen as this sacred life force that connects us to something greater than ourselves.
It's powerful stuff. The Sanskrit word for breath, prana, is often translated as life force or vital energy. And in yogic practices, the breath is seen as this vehicle for connecting to our inner wisdom and accessing higher states of consciousness.
Wow. It's amazing how something as simple as our breath can have such profound implications for our overall well-being.
It really is.
You know, physical, mental, emotional, even spiritual.
It's a reminder that we are holistic beings. Every part of us is interconnected.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive into lung health, I want to leave our listeners with this final thought.
Okay, I'm listening.
Your breath is a gift. It's a source of life, a tool for healing, and a pathway to a more vibrant and meaningful existence.
Beautiful.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of lung health. We hope you learned a lot and are feeling inspired to breathe a little deeper and live a little brighter.
I had a great time.
Me too.